Okay, Dr. Mittman, we have quorum and we are good to go.
Great. It is 12:02, and so we are going to start the Board for Private and Secondary Education Board meeting on December 9th. If everybody else can mute themselves, we won't get an echo. Make sure you get that in the minutes. Pursuant to ARS 38-431.02, notice is hereby given to the general public and to members of the Arizona State Board for Private Post-Secondary Education that the board will hold a board meeting open to the public on the date and time indicated above. This meeting will be held digitally online. A full meeting agenda and list of the applications to be considered can be found online at www.ppsc.az.gov or in the lobby of the board's office building in the binder adjacent to the case displaying meeting notifications. The board reserves the right to change the order of items in the agenda, except for those matters set for a specific time. The formal hearings and formal interviews are scheduled to be heard during specific time blocks. The board chairperson, me, however, reserves the right to call cases in a random order, which I think we're going to do today. The board, upon a majority vote of a quorum of the members, thank you, Dr. Leck, you made a quorum, may hold an executive session or any of the listed agenda items to obtain legal advice. ARS 38-431.03A3, executive session, will occur immediately after a vote. Sessions are not open to the public. Americans with Disabilities Act. Persons with a disability act may request a reasonable accommodation, such as a sign language interpreter or a copy of this document in an alternative format by contacting Kevin LaMountain at 602-542-5716 or the TDD number at 800-367-8939. Mr. LaMountain, please call the roll.
Dr. Mittman?
Aye. Present.
Mr. Romano, Mr. Romano's absent. Mr. Lupke, Mr. Lupke is absent. Dr. Leck.
Present.
Dr. Leck is present. Mr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wallace is present. Mr. Ball. Mr. Ball is absent. Ms. Cardullo.
Present.
Ms. Cardullo is present. This is Kevin LaMountain, Executive Director. Mr. Keith Blanchard for staff.
Present.
Ms. Terry Stanfill?
Present.
And Ms. Jacqueline Rome is absent today.
All nice. Our Assistant Attorney General a couple minutes ago.
Assistant I am Attorney here. General. I am here. Thank you.
And dressed up for the occasion. Thank goodness. Very good. Okay. Are there any conflicts of interest to declare? And not hearing any, we'll move on. And so the first item is review, discussion, possible action on approval of board meeting minutes. Acceptance of the audio recordings as the official open minutes of the board meeting from October 28th, 2021. Can we get a motion to accept those minutes?
This is Scott Wallace, I make that motion.
And a second?
It's Susan Cardullo, a second.
Very nice. Mr. LaMountain, do you want to call the vote?
Dr. Mittman.
Aye.
Dr. Mittman votes aye. Dr. Leck. Dr. Leck.
Sorry, still aye.
Dr. Leck votes aye. Mr. Romano, absent. Mr. Lupke, absent. Mr. Ball, absent. Mr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wallace votes aye. Ms. Cardullo?
Aye.
Ms. Cardullo votes aye. By your vote of four ayes, three absent, the motion passes.
Great. Okay, next up is the Executive Director's Report, Review and Discussion.
Great. Thank you. First of all, thank you all for agreeing to be part of our December board meeting, which we typically don't have. I just wanted to make sure that we did get the change of ownership for Alltrain in this calendar year. So thank you very much for doing that. And I also hope you all have a wonderful holiday and thank you for everything that you all have done for this board and for for the staff and for all the schools that you've been reviewing over this past 12 months. So thank you very much for that. Just briefly go over the executive director's report. I put in there the information where we are currently with our financials. I don't know if there's any questions. I don't know that we need to go through all of that. We spend quite a bit of time on it. You do have the information that is available to you in your folder. We are tracking exactly where we thought we would be this year. There will be some additional revenue that is starting to come in now for the schools that will be reviewed in April timeframe. But the majority of that income will happen in January as they have a February 1st deadline. So we are tracking where we thought we would be with both the 2056, which is the operations account, and then the 2037, which is the student tuition recovery fund. As you can see, our ending balance is the 459,251, which is substantially better based upon all of the legislation that we did last year and the institutions providing us the revenue for that. So we are in a good position there. We are just moving on to number two, the locations and closures. As you can see, there's some of the locations that have closed or throughout the last time from July 1 through 20 through December 2nd. There are potentials that we may have another closure imminent prior to the end of this calendar year. More information on that as I dig into it and get a little more detail. That would be, that particular institution would be STRIFE eligible and those students would be STRIFE eligible. I don't have any, I don't know exactly where that would fall in at this particular point in time, but certainly by the time we get to January, I'll be able to provide that update and information on that. The SUVA STRIFE eligibility ends next week on the 18th. We have only received the one additional claim that the board approved during the last meeting that has been paid. And that bond request repayment has been submitted to the insurance company. That was for, I think, $450 somewhere, give or take around there. The dashboard, as you can see, we're up schools from 212 last year to 227. We've got 20 pending that are in the queue right now. With three that have submitted, I believe we just had a fourth submit yesterday that'll be under review. So those four schools you'll see moving forward here in January, February, or a little bit after that, that we should have a number of those schools ready to go for review from the board. Transcripts, as you can see, we have very few transcripts that are still remaining that are outstanding that we're working on. Information on the service requests maintain pretty consistent. The ed monitoring schools, as you can see, hasn't really changed at all from the last time that we met. I do not have any additional accreditation announcements to make at this time. I did have the opportunity to attend the HLC state regulator meeting a few weeks ago. It was great. I appreciate Dr. Mittman's support of allowing me to get out there to do that. It was a very good meeting, and they've got a lot of very good things heading into 2022 of opportunities for schools to work with HLC. So it was a good, very good meeting. Under accreditation action, we did receive a US DOE accreditation letter, a DOE action letter regarding the University of Arizona Global Campus. I provided that information to you in your folder as well. I don't know that this is the time or place for any question and answer because I don't have any additional information other than what was provided in that letter from the United States Department of Ed. I have had a conversation, a very brief conversation with the institution, and they made it clear that they would provide me any additional updates as time moves forward. And then lastly, under the legislative update, you'll see we did complete our five-year rule review on Tuesday, went before the Governor's Review Council. They approved our five-year rule review. So we've got 5 years. They approved our plan. They know what we're doing with the legislative session upcoming this year. And the potential to re-review our rules next year to have them align if there is a statutory change that we would make through legislation, that we would have the opportunity to open up a rules review package and go down that process. All of you have, and all of your schools have received, and all of the schools have received information on the last part of it, which is regarding the fee increase legislation to keep us going and funded for years to come in the future. We did complete a number of stakeholder meetings, and the stakeholders did come up with a consensus. That consensus was sent to all of you and to all the schools. I also sent that for additional update, input that any other school, currently licensed school, may or may not have had regarding the potential change in the fee structure moving forward. And I will tell you that with the very few exceptions, the responses that we've received from the institutions have been very positive, very supportive of a fee change for us. I was very thankful to see and to read the comments that we've received from the institutions. So you all have that information as well. And I don't know if there's any questions that you have on any of the topics for the report.
Any questions, members of the board? Hearing none, I'll just say, a couple of nice pieces in the report, Mr. LaMountain. You know, number one, SUVA came to a fairly orderly conclusion, Knockwood. The legislative, change, that's kind of enhance the funding, both for the board, but also for the strike fund, was really well done. And the work that went, into bringing stakeholders together was really key, because I think that could have been a very contentious issue. Plus it came out of left field. And so it was something that, came from a Department of Ed, I don't think they intended it to benefit the strike funded in Arizona, but it did. So thanks for making some lemonade out of that situation. And just so that the folks at Caltrain can hear this, I don't know what your guys' experience was, but it's rare for a school to come before this board without acknowledging the outstanding work that the staff does. Mr. LaMountain, Mr. Blanchard, and I forgot the other staff member's name. She's relatively new. I don't think we've ever met in person, so maybe right. That's
Ms. Rome, and then Terry Stanfill is on as well.
And Terry, I wouldn't have forgotten. Thank you for, I think practically every school that comes before this, raves about the support and the collaborative relationship with our staff. And so, on behalf of all of us on the board, unless anyone else wants to chime in, thank you very much for, a really great year, especially in difficult times. And so much appreciated.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that about wraps. No, I'm just kidding. Next is to review, discuss, and possible action on a change of ownership application. And we have the folks at Alltrain Medical and Dental Assisting Academy. And Ms. Lingenfelter, would you like to, although Mr. LeMond, do you have any introductory background that you want to share other than what we received in
the... No, other than what you received, certainly in the summary, you can see that the institution has been licensed by our board for many, many years, and we've had we've had no issues with the institution whatsoever, no student complaints. So I appreciate the time and looking forward to hearing from the school.
Great. Okay, Ms. Lingenfelter?
Hi.
Hey. You care to make some opening comments or tell us something?
So basically, I've been employed by AllTrain for almost 13 years. It was my mother's business. We've been in operation for 16. And she asked to take some time off over the summer, and I made an offer to purchase the school. So here we are, no change really. I've actually hired her back, but just the ownership portion has.
So you're saying that your mom used to be your boss and now your mom's boss? You are your mom's boss? Is that what you're
saying? I think I've kind of always been the boss, but yes, it's much different now. But she's working evenings and I'm working days. So, but it was a rough first 2 to 4 years. The last 10 have been good.
Okay. Is your mom here so we can hear like the other side of that?
She is not. I was told I needed to attend.
Okay. Well, tell your mom congratulations. We read the read all of the materials, including the including the purchase agreement, and it looks like a really good opportunity for both of you. So, having said all of that, any questions from, unless you have anything else that you want to share with us, any other questions? Questions from the board?
Not specifically, no.
Okay. All right. Yours was the chance to have an opening remark. We get to ask the questions. All right. Questions? Okay. Well, Mr. Wallace and I were on a previous committee, so we may be questioned out. And I think.
Well, this is Susan Cardullo. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to comment. I thought it was very complete and easy to follow, and I appreciated that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cardullo. Who else do we have? Dr. Leck, anything from your perspective?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm not shy, I'd ask.
Well, yeah. You realize, Ms. Lingenfelter, that no questions from Dr. Leck means that your catalog, your enrollment agreement, all of the policies that were submitted to the school are, you know, probably get an A+. Otherwise, you would have heard from Dr. Leck.
Well, that's great. I was out of the office for 7 weeks with COVID, and Kevin's been harassing me. So I guess it's really Kevin that we owe the thanks to.
Well, I'm glad that you're recovered. Okay, so can we get a motion to approve the change of ownership? Who'd like to?
And Dr. Mittman, we do have Mr. Romano who just joined us. So I'm not sure if Mr. Romano has any questions for AllTrain in terms of the change of ownership application.
No, none at all. I am sure Dr. Mittman and the fellow board members have done an excellent job in the Q&A process.
They didn't give me anything.
Mike, there was no Q's, no A's, no Q's.
Right. Well, good. Well, it's nice to see you, Mike. Okay. So since there's no questions, can we get a motion to approve the change of ownership?
This is Susan Cardullo. I move to approve the change of ownership.
Okay. And can we get a second?
Awesome. And just a... I'm sorry, just a point of clarification for Ms. Cardullo, and it's also to maintain, the $45,000 surety bond.
Yes, I'd like to make that motion as amended.
This is Scott Wallace, I'll second it.
Great. And Ms. Lingenfelter, do you agree to the stipulations, primarily the surety bond?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, Mr. LaMountain, call the vote.
Dr. Mittman.
Aye.
Dr. Mittman votes aye. Dr. Leck?
Aye.
Dr. Leck votes aye. Mr. Romano?
Respectfully, I'm going to abstain just because of my time that I joined.
Great. Mr. Romano abstains. Mr. Lubke is absent. Mr. Ball, absent. Mr. Wallace?
Aye.
Mr. Wallace votes aye. Ms. Cardullo?
Aye.
Ms. Cardullo votes aye. By your vote of 4 ayes, 2 absent, 1 abstention, the motion passes.
Thank you very much.
I'm very excited.
Okay. Well, be well and best wishes for good health in the year ahead in the shelter. Call to the public. Public input is encouraged. Presentations should be limited to 5 minutes. Please be aware, however, that the committee may not discuss, consider, or take action at this meeting on any item not scheduled on the agenda. During the meeting, additional public comment may be requested, but is generally not allowed. So that's basically an invitation. Is there anyone here from the public? Okay, hearing none. As part of adjournment, persons with a disability may request a reasonable accommodation, such as sign language interpreter, by contacting the board office at 602-542-5709. Request should be made as early as possible to allow time to arrange the accommodation. Our next board meeting is next year. And Mr. LaMountain, do you want to announce my excused absence, or should I do it?
Well, I would like to say that Dr. Mittman has asked the first time ever for an excused absence of not being part of the upcoming January 27th meeting, and I believe he has a very good reason why. So perhaps Dr. Mittman, you want to explain your absence?
It's pretty good. It's not like earth shattering, but so I turned 65 in January, God willing, and my wife is going to turn 60 in February. And so she said, what do you want for your birthday? 65, you want another bike? And so I was like, no, I have 3 bicycles already. And so so we're going to the Galapagos Islands.
You're packing me in your suitcase, right?
You know what?
We've been friends for a long time. I feel like...
You would have to be like the guy in Ocean's 11,
the contortionist. I, you know what? I'll work on that. I've got a million to figure out how to break every bone in my body.
Yeah.
So I thought about the commitment, it was just you getting to skip a board meeting.
Yeah. It's 8 days on a 16-passenger catamaran. And so I'll bring back pictures. You know, Scott is a world traveler. Scott, have you ever been there?
No, I've not been to the Galapagos.
Okay. Well, I'll bring back pictures and make some recommendations, hopefully. But until then.
So, Dr. Mittman, can I make a suggestion? We're going on Santa is sponsoring a Disney cruise for my family. So just make sure you get the ear patches behind your ears, the bands on your wrists, and massive amounts of Dramamine, and you'll be good.
Yeah, that is actually the one thing that I am not a good sailor, and so
I'll
pick up on all of those. So, well, thanks everyone. It's always this is a great group of people to spend time with, and so I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, although it's over, and good health and happiness to us all. All right, and this meeting is adjourned at 12:25.
Very good.